We are up to Simen Lamed Tes, Sif Dalid, and we will be doing Dalid, Hey, Vav, and Zion. Sif Dalid, Filin Shekosvam Apikoris, Yisareifu. If an Apikoris wrote Filin, they've got to be burnt. V'yeshom Yiganezu, and others say, put them in Geniza. Who is this Apikoris? We already spoke about Apikoris before, and we saw that the Tfilin they write are Pasul. But we didn't say you have to burn them. This apikoris is someone who's really into Avodah Zarah. We're talking about someone who is oduk in Avodah Zarah, like he identifies himself with Avodah Zarah. He's totally into it. Such a person, we say that is a chazaka, every time he writes the Shem Hashem, his kavanah is for Avodah Zarah. And therefore it would need sreifa. Why does the Yesh Omrim hold that it needs gniza? Because apikorsim like these don't wear tefillin. Why are they writing tefillin? For a Jew. So maybe, since he was writing for a Jew who is Shomer Mitzvahs, he actually meant Hashem's name. He wrote it L'shem Tefillin, L'shem Hashem. Therefore, it would need Geniza. Now, the Mechaber, obviously going by the rules that when you have a Stam and a Yeshom and a Mechaber, he's paskening like the Stam. The Mechaber is paskening that it should be burnt. The Mechaber is actually paskening that it should be burnt. He's just mentioning the second day that it exists. And Mishnah Berurah says that the Taz, the Prisha, and the Gra all follow the Mechaber in that they paskin that it should actually be burnt. Sif Hey, Nimtzu bi'yad apikoris, many yadua mikosvam yiganezu. If you found them in the hands of an apikoris and you have no idea who wrote it, it needs geniza. We do not know that the apikoris wrote it. Maybe the person that wrote it was not an apikoris, and he had kavana l'shem Hashem, in which case you're destroying a kosher pair of tefillin. Therefore, it needs geniza. You couldn't burn it, you couldn't use it. You've got to put it in geniza. Sif vav nimsu biyad einam yehudim v'ni yaduam yikasvam ksherim. If non-Jews are if they have tefillin. The halacha is that, meaning they're selling tefillin, they're holding on to tefillin. The halacha is you can buy it and use it. They would be kosher. The tefillin would be kosher. Why? Because the assumption is that unlike the apikoris who was Jewish, the non-Jews are not Jewish and don't know how to write tefillin. Therefore, it was obviously written by someone else. Since Bederech Klal, the people who write tefillin are sofrim that are writing L'shem Shamayim, we would assume that the tefillin are kosher. So you're actually allowed to use them and make a bracha on them. Sif Zion, ein lokin tefillin mezuzos usfarim and akusim yoser michdei demehin. If non-Jews are selling tefillin, but they're asking for more money than they're really worth, because they know the Jews would not want to leave them there in their hands, so the halachi is that you don't go and pay the extra money. Why is that? Because if they know that they can extort whatever price they want out of us in order that we retrieve the tefillin from the hands of the non-Jews, they will constantly steal tefillin. What they're going to do is steal Jewish tefillin in order to be able to ransom them for lots of money. So you're not supposed to overpay. You can overpay by a little bit, but not by much. You cannot overpay by a lot because it'll become habit forming. Now, nevertheless, you should not offer them a ridiculously low price, because then they'll get angry and you never know what they'll do to the tefillin. So you should have to be prepared to pay a fair price for tefillin in order to save them. Now, this halacha applies even if you won't be able to wear those tefillin. Lamashal, one of the cases here is an apikoris. I mean, what to buy tefillin from an apikoris, say, they're going to be puzzle. Nevertheless, the halacha would be that you should buy them. But we differentiate between the apikoris who is oduk b'avodah zarah, where the halacha there is going to be that you're going to have to burn those tefillin. They have no kedusha whatsoever. Since you're going to have to burn them, the halacha is don't bother buying them, even for a fair price. Whereas tefillin that will be pasul because they were written by one of these people that was not a ben kshira, the halacha there is you should buy it anyway. True, it's not tefillin, but it's parshias. It has the Shem Hashem. These have kedusha. And as a result of it, you should be prepared to pay whatever they're worth for the sake of saving them from getting into the wrong hands and coming l'day bizoyin. But even where they're kosher, the halach is, you don't overpay. You do not add a substantial amount to what they're really worth to pay for them in order not to cause the non-Jews to habitually steal them in order to get money out of us.